With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Edwin McDowell's new novel, The Lost World, features a large cast including hookers, pimps, transvestites, and the homeless. These are common sights for Edwin McDowell, who covers publishing for the New York Times and whose office is in the heart of Times Square.
The neighborhood is a seedy, dangerous neighborhood. The seediness is not quite so bad as the danger that one finds in Times Square, particularly as my novel points out at night when it's inhabited by a much different cast of characters.
Edwin McDowell's novel is the story of the relationship between a newspaper reporter and a homeless boy who tried to mug him. McDowell got the idea for The Lost World while on one of his frequent visits to South America.
I've been appalled for years at the great number of homeless kids and abandoned children in South America. I mean, there are millions of them. It's a frightening, shocking thing, and I, just in the back of my mind, I always thought, gee, maybe there's a novel to be done about this at some point.
But as the years went by, Edwin McDowell became aware of the homeless in his own city.
Some you would see ragged urchins running through Times Square day after day. And all of a sudden, this problem that had been several thousand miles from me and from the United States was right on my doorstep.
The Lost World mirrors a major urban tragedy.
I don't think whoever reads this book will go away with a smile on his or her face, but the problem is a difficult problem, and to paper it over with some kind of a Pollyanna ending, I don't think would have worked.
Edwin McDowell's disturbing picture of New York's concrete jungle, The Lost World, was published by Thomas Dunn, St. Martin's Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I could spend the rest of my life doing nothing but reading. I love books.
Edwin McDowell, who reports on publishing for the New York Times. McDowell's third novel, The Lost World, tells how a homeless teenager and a newspaper reporter are drawn together in the violent streets of Times Square. Edwin McDowell got the writing bug while working as a newspaper man in Arizona.
I was the moderator for a book and authors luncheon. The former publisher of Random House, Bennett Cerf, came out and spoke. And one of the things he said during that was, what we need are satirical books, humorous books.
So Edwin McDowell wrote a satire about a college football hoax.
And the hero was a male cheerleader, which were uncommon in the 1950s, who also drop-kicked field goals and extra points.
Macmillan published Three Cheers and a Tiger in 1966. Edwin McDowell's second novel, To Keep Our Honor Clean, touches on some of his own experiences as a Marine Corps recruit.
A novel set during the Korean War and is in fact set at Parris Island during the 9 weeks of boot camp. Exactly the same dates that I was there.
McDowell went to the New York Times from the Wall Street Journal in 1978 and says his book about the Marines helped him to land the publishing beat.
Whenever I could, I wrote on books. And then my novel was published in 1980. And then they were looking for someone to cover the book publishing industry full time.
When Edwin McDowell leaves the New York Times at the end of the day, his work is just beginning.
I write 4 nights a week from 10 o'clock till 2 in the morning.
Turning out novels such as The Lost World, published by Thomas Dunn, St. Martin's Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.